Muhammad Ali was one of the most famous people in the world. He was renowned for his boxing prowess and many legendary fights, but it was his charismatic speaking and boastful rhymes that helped him connect with all ages and backgrounds. Before he converted to Islam, though, Muhammad Ali was young Cassius Clay, growing up in the 1950s in Louisville, Kentucky, in segregation. Long after his boxing career had ended, Ali spent a lot of time here in the Valley as part of his treatment for Parkinson's disease. And now the Phoenix-based Black Theater Troupe and Child's Play have teamed up to bring Ali's early life and first forays into boxing to the stage in the production of And In This Corner, Cassius Clay. With me to talk about it are Raphael Hamilton, who plays the young Clay, and the play's director, Michael Jerome Johnson. Raphael, was it more exciting or more daunting to play such a famous person who generates such strong opinions, even though you're playing him in his very early years?
It's a little bit of both. just because people have their own memories and experiences, whether it's in person or what he's contributed to them just from what he's done. So trying to find that fine line of telling the story of Cassius as well as giving them pieces of Muhammad Ali. So that's been the challenge, but this guy right here, Michael, yeah, has been really great at directing me in the right way and steering me away from certain things when I go too far of trying to do one thing versus telling the actual story.
So. Did you find yourself at all, not mimicking, I don't mean that, but because there's so many videos of Ali giving these amazing interviews, did you ever find yourself getting into that? And then I'll ask Michael, you know, what he had to do about that.
Yes, a lot. Michael's note for me consistently has been with the poetry, don't try to mimic it, just tell the story. Okay. So with that, it's been taking me away from not trying to imitate him, but just find the spirit of Muhammad Ali and let that carry over into the character itself.
So it was hard to not let him imitate him, but just to be him.
Okay.
And that's a different thing, because if you could be him, then you can actually see him on the stage. And that's what I was looking for.
So when you were casting, how did you go about deciding whether, because, you know, we always talk about does the person look like the person? Can the person possibly move like the person? This is obviously a physical play to some extent, too. How does that go into it?
Well, since I was also choreographing the fights, I was not only looking for somebody who could be him, but could they fight, and could I teach them how to fight? So part of my audition was not only having them read scenes, but also I actually did an impromptu class on boxing to see if he can do it.
Yeah.
And yeah, he convinced me.
So what's the age range we're covering here?
12 to 18.
Wow, okay.
And I'm also narrating as, we would say, probably Muhammad Ali is narrating the story of his life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. It says narrator Cassius, but I said Muhammad Ali. And I always think about the fact that in 1996 when he lit the torch, and I remember fussing because I was, you know, the torch is going all around the country, right? Uh-huh. And you get into the Olympics and everybody's running around and this, that, and the other. I said, okay, where's Ali? Excuse me. Where's Ali? And I think it was Janet Evans, or I think running up and said, okay, she's going to light. Where is it? And he's there to take the torch and light it. I said, yes, yes. And then I thought about it. Duh, Johnson, of course he's going to light it.
It's in Atlanta.
And it's in Atlanta, right. But for me, that was the pinnacle of his career, even though his career had been over. When I was offered the role, offered the chance to direct this, that kept going on in my mind, and I kept thinking, and knowing that he couldn't talk that much back then because of Parkinson's, I said, but if he could, this is the man who would be telling this story in this play. So that's what I think of when I think
that's
of him.
Great. What did you guys learn? What did you learn about what he was like as a young man? Was he any humbler as a younger man? How did that work?
That's what I think I like the most about it, is because I'm able to show the part of him that people aren't that familiar with. We know Muhammad Ali, but we don't know how he becomes this amazing, iconic person. He was human just like us. He had struggles and fears just like us as well, and he had to deal with some situations that weren't easy also. So that part was actually, I think that's what made it more comfortable, because I don't have to be this iconic figure per se. I'm actually able to be the human side of who he was that we are as well, you know, outside of the fame, the boxing, the humanitarian, the civil rights leader. I get to be the human, the person, how he become, how he struggled, he fought. He had his own issues that he had to deal with and overcome. So, yeah.
I'm struck by the fact that this, when we think about Muhammad Ali now, he's praised to the hilt. And yet if we look back in American history, when he wouldn't go to the Vietnam War, mean, he was a piece of garbage, I'm sure, to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then now we can look back at him and say, what an admirable figure, what an interesting man, so fascinating. What does that tell you about our society? How is he like the epitome of that?
I always think about the fact that he was stripped of his title and he was put in prison for not going to Vietnam because of his religious beliefs. And he was a black man. Mm-hmm. And he was a controversial black man. Mm-hmm. Who backed it up by his skills and his personality and everything like that, and still prevailed. Okay, the way I look at it, we needed Muhammad Ali at that point in the history of this country in order for this country to take a step forward, mm-hmm. and a gigantic leap forward. As big as somebody walking on the moon, he was the one that we had to have in order for society to change.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that's how important he is to me. Yeah.
And me too. It's like, though I wasn't born in that era, obviously, but my grandparents, my great-grandparents, the stories, and listening to them and understanding like how black people and black men in general were viewed during that time, he took a stance when leaders were being literally killed. So for him to have that type of courage to stand up for his beliefs, to stand up for his blackness, and not discount any other cultures or races, but to just affirm the power of who we are as people. And he took that risk during, like I said, when you could have been literally killed. That speaks a lot about who he was. And like Mike said, his title was stripped, his way of living was stripped, and yet he never wavered from his beliefs and from what his core values were. For me, it's important to share this because my cousin Alfred Wright was the young man who was tied and dragged behind the truck in Jasper, Texas, years ago. Yeah. So we had this moment in rehearsals before we even got to the actual show itself. In our rehearsals, we had this conversation about different things that have impacted our lives and how they affect us. And that helped me just to connect to the importance of this story, just to understand that even, what was 2010 or 11, if I'm not mistaken, that someone that I was personally close to experienced some of the same torture that Emmett Till experienced in the 60s or 50s. Mm-hmm. So to have that connection and that experience personally, love you, Alfie, it's humbling to play this part, and it's important for me to share this story with people, young people, older people, black, white, Hispanic, whatever color culture, because we still have some growth and maturing to do as a people, as a culture of people.
Raphael Hamilton plays Cassius Clay, and Michael Johnson is the director of the play, and in this corner, Cassius Clay, which runs through March 3rd, it's co-produced with Child's Play. It's going to be at the Helen K. Mason Performing Arts Center as part of Black Theater Troupe. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.